right, you've got Reservations with Dan and Casey here on Lightning 100, flavored by our friends at Springer Mountain Farms Chicken. How's it going today, Keith?
Everything is fantastic, guys. What a great start to the new year.
Today we find ourselves in Sea Salt here in downtown Nashville. I'm feeling good. How about you, Casey?
I feel great. And this is when you walk in, this is such a cool looking place. And you were nice enough to give us a tour. There is a lot of history going on here right now, right?
Absolutely. This building carries the number 4 property in all of Nashville.
So, oh, wow.
It is late 1800s.
How long have you guys been open, and tell us about opening up your restaurant here?
Sure. We have been open for almost 2 years. April will be our 2-year anniversary. It was awesome. We traveled all over Nashville looking for the best place to open up this restaurant, and this kind of fell into our lap. It definitely needed a little bit of work when we got in here, but the history of this building is so majestic that it made it all worthwhile.
You talk about doing a little bit of work on the building when you got here, and you've definitely put a very cool spin on it. One of the things, you know, Sea Salt is not just the name of the establishment. You also, back behind your bar, you've done something that I personally have never seen before. I don't know if you have, Dan. Tell us a little bit about what you've done with the actual sea salt.
Absolutely. So one of the things that inspired us was to use as much sea salt in the restaurant as possible. So not only do we cook with it, we mix drinks with it, but we use it as a visual partner with us. So we have 1,300 pounds throughout the building, all backlit with LED lighting. It just creates a really cool atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it looks really beautiful. Can you tell us just a little bit more about the history of this building?
And what's
happened
here
in the past?
Absolutely. So this building was built in 1871. It was a warehouse for the Printer's Alley. It's always been a Printer's Alley building, as you would enter off of the alley. In 1920, this building got bought by the Ford Motor Company and became the first Ford dealership in all of Tennessee. So the really cool part, if you go upstairs even to this day, you'll see all the joists upstairs are 4 inches thick, they're 20 inches tall, they run unbroken the length of the building, and they're all on 8-inch centers, which was all made to carry all the way to those cars. So our kitchen is now where the old freight elevator used to be.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
It really is. We're sitting here with Keith Zust, creator of Sea Salt Nashville, and he has he's created us a dish here. Besides being in this really cool spot downtown, you guys have a great menu, which I'm excited to hear about. And tell us about this dish you've prepared for us today.
Sure. We've gotten really excited about Springer Mountain chicken as we've used their chicken for the last 2 menu turns. This whole menu change we want for the winter is all based on comfort food that you'd want in the winter. And this, to us, is it. This is a chicken bouillabaisse served with some great fingerling potatoes, crusty French bread with a red bell pepper roulis all over that bread, and then a really great chicken saffron broth to go over the dish.
All right, let's grab these forks.
Let's do it. All right. I agree with everything you just said.
Yes. Oh, man, we have the best jobs.
We really do.
Oh, this is so good. So this is a dish that features Springer Mountain Farms chicken. You go out of your way to use locally sourced ingredients. Can you tell us about where you're getting your food from for your menu?
Absolutely. You know, we think it's super important that we eat as local as we can. The health benefits are amazing, obviously. It eliminates a lot of allergies and things of that nature if you continue to eat local. But yeah, so we get everything from all of our raviolis. We get stuff. They're made right here in Nashville from Alfresco. Southern Natural Farms is our purveyor just out of Knoxville, so they do all of our beef. We use Nathan Gifford's bacon. If you know Nathan here in town, but he is ridiculous in making the best bacon in Nashville for sure. But our whole theory is we want to try to keep everything within 100 miles of Nashville and keep our money right here in the city we live in.
Must be why it tastes so good.
it certainly does. So I think you said that your menu actually has been out for like less than a week. This is a brand new menu. Why don't you take us through some of the things that you think are great on your menu right now?
Absolutely. So we have Nashville hot oysters. We ran this special as a special on New Year's, and it just hit it out of the park. So we'll actually take some fresh oysters. We're going to shuck them. We're going to drop them in a flash fryer, and we're going to toss them in what most people know is like that hot chicken sauce here in Nashville.
We'll wait. Go ahead.
Yeah. We'll wait. we'll have them ready. We also do a great smoked salmon rillette. We try to carry about 70% of our menu in seafood because it's just lacking here in Nashville. So we've got salmon rillettes, bacon shrimp, crab cakes, We do an all-local charcuterie and cheese board. So everything from our house-made Borzen goat cheese, which we're using with Noble Farms goat cheese, and we're turning it into Borzen, to all of our local cured meats. We do a great Nashville hot chowder as well, which is a smoked trout and mussel chowder. That's going to be topped off with our sprinkle of our Nashville hot seasonings. Great salads using only local ingredients. And then we really hit the heart of it, which is our entrees. We have an amazing seafood crepe, ridiculous scallops and grits that we're topping with avocado vinaigrette and bacon jam, butternut squash ravioli, wonderful grilled salmon with Brussels sprouts, sweet corn, and then we get into the bouillabaisse, braised short ribs, and whiskey pork shank. So everything that you possibly need when the weather gets a little cool.
I got full just hearing you talk about it. Man.
You guys are doing brunch here on the weekend, Saturday and Sundays?
Absolutely. It's absolutely fantastic. We put a little bit of a French twist on it, so it's all beignets, crepes, benedicts, everything that you could possibly want. Breakfast in a jar, so we actually take a mason jar, stuff it full of grits, stuff it full of sausage, eggs, cheese, everything you'd want.
That's the single greatest idea I've ever heard, Dan. Love it. Love it.
We're sitting here at Sea Salt Nashville. We're right behind Printer's Alley downtown.
All right, so what is, we've just had another plate show up here. Tell us what this is we're looking at.
So this is our whiskey pork shank. So this is a pork shank we're going to confit in itself, which means we cook it in its own fat. We're going to set it on a bed of caramelized apple and sweet potato grits, which are ridiculous. We have pickled red onions, creamy coleslaw, and we're going to slather the whole thing in a great Dickel whiskey glaze. So it is a fall off the bone, absolutely delicious pork shank.
Oh my gosh, so good. That meat just fell off the bone. You must prepare that forever.
Absolutely. That is a one-day braise.
So you're over at Cheekwood now too, aren't you?
We opened up our second restaurant over there called Cafe 29, which is awesome. We're on the premises of Cheekwood. We are down in the old garage section, and we put in a great space for people to come in and grab a sandwich, a cappuccino, a coffee, while they're out visiting the grounds. We do a really cool backpack program where you can buy a full picnic backpack, stuff it full of food, and then head out onto the grounds and have yourself a picnic over in the beautiful Cheekwood.
That's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant.
Your bar that you have here, of course, it has this beautiful backlit blocks of sea salt, but it was actually, I believe, designed by a James Beard nominee.
Yeah, so a great friend of mine from San Antonio, Texas, Jarrett Pena, came up, and he was nominated for Mixologist of the South. So he spent a great time with us when we opened. He's the one who taught us how to make our own ginger beer, making sure that all of our drinks are as fresh and local as we can. Everything's hand-squeezed. Everything is as fresh as we can make it, and bright, and you see it in the drinks. They make unbelievably great cocktails.
Yeah, earlier we got to try the ginger beer while they were cooking our Springer Mountain Farms chicken.
We did.
And that was just an explosion inside my mouth. It was so good.
You know, again, freshness matters. And for us to be able to make it the way we want it so that it pairs with our cocktails really means a lot. And it is ginger forward in a great way.
That it is.
So you've opened this restaurant as a chef and the dishes that you cook on your own. What's something that you love to cook in your own home?
Sure. So I have two children, ages 8 and 4, so my culinary palate at home is a little less than extravagant nowadays.
It's pretty much just things you can dip into other things, right?
That's exactly right. Yep. That's exactly right. But I would say, for the most part, we're talking fresh pasta. The wife and I will make either fresh gnocchi or fresh pasta, just something simple in a homemade tomato sauce, just something that's fresh, light, delicious, easy to make, and that the kids will eat.
So could you give us a tip for someone in their own kitchen, like even maybe making the pasta?
Yeah, drink lots of wine. Everything tastes better after that.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, I would say a majority of it is just be comfortable and don't be afraid to try new things. What's the worst thing that happens? You have to order pizza?
But that sounds okay.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
The best thing that happens is you create something delicious that creates a memory with your family, and you have a great meal.
There we go.
Awesome.
Love it.
Well, I think I'm going to have to put down this microphone to finish this great meal they have in front of us. It looks awesome.
The job is getting in the way of our job.
Keith, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
We've been sitting here inside Sea Salt Nashville. They're online at seasaltnashville.com. You can do reservations. They have private events. You can also book a reservation with Open Table. And I imagine that you have walk-in all the time as well.
Absolutely. Look, we're here for the city. We love it. We're a neighborhood place that caters to a bunch of people coming in out of town as well.
Thanks to our good friends at Springer Mountain Farms, sponsoring reservations here on Lightning 100. They farm a great product, which is why you'll find them on so many amazing menus around town. To listen to past episodes, head to lightning100.com/podcast.